In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wednesday, the 3rd of August. Good as always to have you along, everybody. 572.70. That is the number of the day today. It's denominated in dollars and cents. Comes to us from the currency markets, it does. Not the dollar-yen trade, not the dollar-euro trade. It's dollar-bitcoin. I mention it for two reasons. One, that Bitcoin is arguably the wave of our monetary future. But two, and also, $77 million worth of it was stolen today. No guns, no getaway cars, just digital damage. Thieves hacked into a Bitcoin exchange over in Hong Kong. It's kind of like a bank and a trading floor all wrapped up into one. And they made off with just under 120,000 Bitcoin or Bitcoins, each worth the aforementioned $570 and change. It's not the first hack slash theft, but it is one of the biggest, which was allowed to happen how? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains.
Jaron Lukasevich used to be CEO of CoinSetter. It's a Bitcoin exchange, a big digital bank for storing and trading the digital currency. But he's not now. He sold his company. And in fact, he doesn't deal with Bitcoin anymore at all, really.
The biggest reason for that really is the stress involved with running a Bitcoin exchange. These hacks are really a huge issue the entire time you're running a company like this.
His company, luckily, was never hacked.
But, you know, I mean, there were definitely a few days where I had, you know, we'll call them scares.
Bitcoin, the actual digital currency itself, has in fact never been hacked. Like, nobody has been able to hack the actual code that a Bitcoin is actually made of in order to forge or steal it. What have been hacked are the Bitcoin exchanges that hold it.
Bitcoin is like gold. Somebody can come in and steal it.
Rupert Goodwins is a longtime technology journalist in the UK. A Bitcoin does have a record of movement from Bitcoin wallet to Bitcoin wallet.
But it doesn't tell anything at all about who's controlling that wallet.
So at the end of the day, Bitcoin exchanges aren't too different from a regular bank. Banks get robbed. Banks even get hacked.
But what our banking system does have is the insurance for the banks in case of catastrophe.
Gil Luria is director of research at Wedbush Securities. So, for example, the government guarantees a certain amount of bank deposits through the FDIC.
In this emerging Bitcoin economy, there is no such equivalent.
Luria says there are some very young experiments with individual insurance policies for Bitcoin exchanges, but it's not system-wide.
Bitcoin can get lost, do get lost, and will continue to get lost unless consumers go to the exchanges that are insured or that are more reliable and more robust and more secure.
Bitcoin buyer beware. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.